Okay, so tonight's passage is 1 John 3:1-10. And will you guys please bow your heads?
Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all the games that we play, the water, the super fun, and just let this lesson be fruitful in our lives and use things. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so John continues to write to believers, and he's talking about how they are children of God and how we should be reflecting that. So the passage is 1 John 3:1-10. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sin. And in him there is no sin. There's no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this, it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. So, to you guys, I want to ask you guys a question. What does it mean to be a children of God based off your life or the past?
Obey
God. Yeah. That's kind of what I got out of it. Pretty simple. Who?
Damien.
Oh. Trust. Trusted.
God's my father.
God's your father. So growing up, I'm sure you guys all have role models in your lives, whether it be your parents, a celebrity, you know, whoever is really important in your life, who you spend the most time with. And the people that you spend around, the most amount of time, whom you're around, is who you become like. You take their traits and you become like them. And you start changing towards kind of morphing into what they are, if that makes sense. So that's kind of how we should be with God and not with the way of the world. We should be able to transform towards God, and by doing that, we will be able to love one another and love everybody else around us. That's really important to God, that we be able to destroy live righteously. And when we live righteously, we show who God is, and we destroy the sons of the devil, which is the world. So I kind of thought of it as this, like, mirror. I know it's a cup, but picture this as a mirror, okay? So this is like a carnival mirror, and then, so, like, you know when you look at a carnival mirror, you guys, right? You see it, and it looks distorted of, like, yourself. Then you look at a regular mirror, and it's a perfect reflection of yourself. That's kind of how you change when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you will start seeing works of righteousness throughout your life by your trust and faith in him only. So that's really important. Like, you guys can see, like, it's a perfect reflection of all you guys. So that's kind of important to see how God can change your life. So what really has helped me to really think about this and how I've changed over the past course, over the past couple of months being here, is I really realized, in a lot of ways, you are what your parents are, if that makes sense. And I realized how much reflection of myself I see in my parents by the way they act. And you kind of are a representation of your parents. And just like that, you are, you could take that application to be a reflection of God the Father and to see how you reflect God the Father to everyone around. And so apply that to your life and think about your actions and reflect, hey, am I glorifying God in a way when I interact with others? That's really important. And in closing, live for Christ, because by following him, you display the righteousness of God. And there you go.
All right.